very end of Megillas Esther, the Megillah itself attests to the enduring and everlasting quality of Purim. The Megillah tells us, "V'zichram lo yasuf mizaram," that the remembrance of Purim is something that is extended and ongoing. And this is somewhat surprising. Why is it that the pasuk goes out of its way and stresses that this is something, this is indeed Lidoros? When we sing, after all, at the very end of Kriyas HaMegillah, Shoshanes Yaakov, Shuasam Hayisa Lanetzach, we also emphasize the fact that this Yeshua Sasem is something which is enduring and everlasting. And there is a fascinating Medrash Shofar Tov found in Mishlei and Parshat Tes that tells us that Kol HaMoadim Asidim Libotel, that in the future Lasid Lavo, Yontif typically will somehow shift, with the exception of Purim, Shelo Yu Betelim, Shenemar V'Zichram LoYasuf Mizaram. Each and every Yontif somehow will be celebrated in a different fashion, Lasid Lavo, but that is not true of Purim. That is something which is indeed enduring. And if you look in Shuvah Sarashpa, it's found in Chelak Aleph, in Shuvah Tzadi Gimel, the Rashba as well cites this Medrash and elaborates on the unique quality of Purim. What is it somehow about Purim that in a certain sense transcends the experience of Yontif typically, as evident in that Pasuk, V'zichram lo yasuf mizaram? If you look at the Bir of the Gaon, in the very beginning of Megillas Esther, the Gaon comments that there is a marked contrast between Purim as opposed to each and every one of the remaining Yamim Tovim of the year. Yontif typically, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot always reminds us of Nisim Gluyim. After all, this is what we commemorate at the Lel Seder. This is what we constantly experience with every celebration of Yontif. And the Ramban already comments in Shmos and Perek Yedbeis, citing the Shita of Ben Zoma, that La'osid Lavo, when we are going to be mindful of Nisim Gluyim, we no longer have to point to the Nisim of Shibud and Yitzias Mitzrayim. After all, the Gemara cites the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Hine Yamim Baimnum Hashem, Lo Yomar Od, Chai Hashem, Esheles, Beis Yisrael, Meretz Mitzrayim. No longer do we praise Kadosh Baruch Hu for taking us out of Mitzrayim, but rather Nisim Gluyim, we always point to the Geula Ha'asida. And indeed, Lahalacha, that is exactly the Shita of Ben Zoma, Laman Tizkor, Siyom Tzeischa, Meretz Mitzrayim, Kol Yemei Chayecha, Yemei Chayecha is Yamim, Kol Yemei Chayecha Leilos, but not Lahavi Limos HaMashiach. Without learning the Gemara, one could have argued that according to Ben Zoma, you don't need a Pasuk, obviously. All mitzvos are even Lidoros, Losid Lavo. But Ben Zoma says that's not true of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. That experience ultimately will be replaced by our appreciation of that which we witness, the Geula Ha'asida. And therefore, in a certain sense, the Medrash writes, our experience, our relationship with Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot is going to somehow change. When it comes to Purim, the Gaon points out, the lesson is an enduring one. After all, because this was not a time of Nisim Gluyim, but rather a moment of Nisim HaNistarim, when Knesset Yisrael was able to recognize Hashkochas Hashem in a climate and an environment when others could simply dismiss these events as being natural, as being routine, Rachman Litzlan, void of any Hashkochas Hashem. And that, no doubt, is the poignant lesson, to be able to recognize not only Hashkochas Hashem in Nisim Gluyim, but even in a time of Nisim Nistarim. One Zemuna who's built Anisim Gluyim waxes and wanes with one's experience. But if a person is able to internalize and realize Nisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu, if it doesn't take a Kriyas Yamsuf, and it doesn't take Oso Samosim, for a person to be inspired and to recognize Hashkochas Hashem, then that steadfastness will result in Shuasam Hayisul Anetzach. And the Gaon comments, even Lasid Lavo, Nisim Gluyim will be abundant, but the lesson of Purim is enduring, to be able to recognize Hashkochas Hashem, even in a sense of Nisim Nistarim. You know, the Ramban tells us in the very end of Parshas Bo that there's a clear link between Nisim Gluyim, Nisim Nistarim. Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs Nisim Gluyim not simply for the moment? How often in life do we experience an absolute overt Nes Nigle? But yet, the Ramban writes, The purpose of Nisim Gluyim is to hone one's vision, to be able to recognize Al Nishecha Shebechol Yom Imanu. And the Ramban continues, She'ein Ladam Chedek B'Toras Moshe Rabbeinu Ad Shenamin B'chol Dvreinu Mikreinu Kulam Nisim Ein Ba'olam Teva U'minhagol Shel Olam. A person doesn't have a share in the Torah Hashem if one doesn't realize that everything in life is an ace. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is capable of Nisim Gluyim, do you think that Nisim Nistarim are capricious and random and void of Hashkochas Hashem? When a person experiences an ace nigla, it hones your vision to be able to recognize everything is a result of Hashkocha. And that is the relationship of Nisim Gluyim, Nisim Nistarim, the relationship between the experience of Purim and that Bezras Hashem of Pesach as well. You know, the Gemara debates in Megillah and Daf Vav Amud Beis, Chacham Reb Shimon Gamliel, when you have a Shonim Uberes, when is the most appropriate time to celebrate Purim? The Chachamim maintain very simply, Ein Magvin Al HaMitzvos, if you have an opportunity to celebrate in Purim Katan, why is it that one should wait until Adar Sheni? And we paskan like Rav Shimon Gamliel that no, mismach ge'ula le'ge'ula adish. It is better to narrow the window between Purim and Pesach. The Gemara doesn't explain what exactly is the significance, the priority of mismach ge'ula le'ge'ula adish. I would suggest exactly that Ramban. A person has to juxtapose the Nisim Nistarim and the Nisim Gluyim. And if a person somehow will be able to experience Purim without recognizing Hashkachas Hashem, we have to see to it that as soon as possible one is going to experience the Nisim Gluyim of Yetzias Mitzrayim to hone one's vision to appreciate that even the Nisim HaNistarim are clearly a result of that very same Hashkacha. If a person doesn't realize during Hanukkah the nes of the Nitzachon, a person will certainly realize Gvuras Hashem and the nes of the Pach HaShemen, and through the nes of Pach HaShemen, a person will appreciate the nes of the Melchama that otherwise a person could go ahead and dismiss as being routine and being mundane. And that is the uniqueness, no doubt, of Purim, Mismach Ge'ula Le'ge'ula Adif. You know, the Mechaber tells us in Tafrei Sadin, Sivkotin Tazayin, that when a person reads the Megillah B'tzibur, that before you do so, that Poreis ki igeres laharos aneis. You have to open up the Megillah and read it in that fashion. And what exactly is the significance? Why is that considered to be, as the Mechaber writes, laharos aneis? I would suggest exactly this difference, that there's a marked distinction between Nisim Gluyim, Nisim Nistarim. When it comes to an ace nigla, you don't require any perspective. You don't require any context. A person is walking and he sees Kriyas Yamsuv. Even without knowing anything else, a person realizes undeniably this is considered to be an ace. But you know, when it comes to Nisim Nistarim, that's not always the case. A person simply can walk by and something can go unnoticed. You read a particular pasuk of the Megillah, it's easy to think that this was coincidental. But you know, when you read the Megillah from beginning to end, and you see exactly how everything unfolds, at that point, Hashkachas Hashem is considered to be undeniable. When you have an Eis Nigla, a person can have a limited sense of vision and only see that which is immediately before him. When it comes to Nisim Nistarim, there a person has to take a step back. We require a certain sense of vision, a certain sense of breath, a certain sense of perspective in order to appreciate the context of Nisim Nistarim. And perhaps that's exactly why the Mechaber tells us that before you read the Megillah, you cannot read only that which is in front of you, but rather Poreis ki Igeres. It's necessary to open the Megillah up to realize that as everything will unfold, then undeniably you will realize that this is considered to be Hashkachas Hashem. And if one can do so, then no doubt, you don't require Kriyas Yamsuf. But even without, a person can recognize Nisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu. There's a beautiful mashal of the Kadmonim, where there was an artist who was a known sculptor, and he made a sculpture of a horse, and he wanted to see how others would appreciate the work of his hands. So he took that, and he put it in the Rishus HaRabim in the public square to see that if people would stop and pay notice to that which he created. And he was somewhat very frustrated and dejected because he saw that it didn't happen. People were walking by and didn't bat an eye at all. And when he came home, And he mentioned to the members of his household that no one took notice of that which I have created. They said, you know, that which you created was so magnificent. People thought that that was a live horse. And in those times, people don't stop and study and look at a live horse in the street. That's commonplace. You don't stop and look at every single car that you see. So simply he asked, so what should I do? I should create an obvious flaw, and therefore it'll be obvious to people this isn't real, this is just a sculpture, and they'll appreciate my work. And the suggestion was, imagine if you did the following. Split the horse in half. The horse now will be truncated, and half will be on one side of the Shusarabim, and half will be on the other side of the Shusarabim, and you'll wait and see. Everyone will stop and pay notice. But it looks like a live horse, half of which is parked on one side, half is parked on the other side. And no doubt, the Nimshal, it shouldn't take that sense of a Kriyas Yamsuf to be able to recognize Hashgachas Hashem. If the sea were to split and half would be on one side and half on the other side, no doubt. Everyone would stop and take notice, and a person would be steeped in emuna, in bitachon. And what about when the river flows its natural course? And what about each and every day when the sun rises and the sun sets? That's anything less than al nisecha shebechol yom imanu. We somehow, who are spoiled by chastei Hashem, that we fail always to recognize every act of life as being a great source of chesed and bracha. And if something would happen out of the ordinary, half a horse on one side, half another side, we would take notice. But our emunah and bitachon should unnecessarily require that even without something highly unusual and remote, we could recognize Hashgachas Hashem. The great significance of Purim was the ability of Knesset Yisrael first to recognize the Yeshua Hashem, and then to channel that emunah in bitachon. As hard as it is sometimes to recognize, a person has to take that recognition and internalize it and use it as an opportunity to be able to further challenge himself for growth in the Torah Hashem. And therefore not coincidental at all that being moved by Nisim Hanistarim, the response of Knesset Yisrael was Kimu v'kiblo Yehudim Aleihem v'alzarim, a time of Kabbalah Satorah. The Medrash Tanchuma writes in Parshas Noach, a time of Kabbalah Satorah without elements of Kriya, that was done Me'ava u'Me'ratzon, even without the element of Kof Aleihem Har Kegigis. Initially, the Medrash writes in Parshas Noach that Torah Shebichsav was Nasev Nishma, and Torah Shebal Peh had an element of necessary coercion, but Hadar Kiblu B'me'ach HaShveyosh, that certainly was not the case. To be able to recognize Nisecha Shebechol Yom Yamanu, and to be able to channel that toward a Kabbalah Satorah, that is the challenge of the Yemei HaPurim. You know, the Rambam in two places discusses the lofty ideal of Avas Hashem. The Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvos Asei Gimel. And the Rambam points to different approaches to be able to reach that level of Avas Hashem. The Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah simply tells us that, you know, take a look at around you. Look at the world as a whole. Look at what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created, and that undeniably will elicit the sense of Avas Hashem. And if you look in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos and Mitzvah Gimel, when the Rambam discusses Avas Hashem, the Rambam paraphrases what you find in Medrash Tanchuma, the Ahavta, Re'ei Maksiv Achra, V'hoyu Hadvarim Ha'ila Shanochi Mitzavcha Hayom Alev Avecha. You want to reach a level of Avas Hashem? The Rambam writes, Yistakel B'mitzvosav U'v'ma'amarav, the Torah Hashem is its source. One can attain a level of Avas Hashem through, as the Rambam writes, a depiction, an appreciation of that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created, but also through Esek B'Torah. Rav Asher Weiss would often mention that if you look in the Rambam Yara Chazaka, the Rambam uses the following term, Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Yud, Halacha Gimel. The Rambam writes that Ahava Haru'uya, the Rambam writes that form of Avas Hashem is appropriate Ahava. When you look in the Rambam, in the text that we have in Sefer Mitzvos, the Rambam writes Avas Hashem through Esek B'Torah is not Ahava Haru'uya. There, our version of the Rambam is the Ava HaMechuyeves. One may reach Avas Hashem through that broad study, but one must reach Avas Hashem through what the Rambam writes is Yistakel b'mitzvosav uva ma'amara. Very possibly, a person could reach Avas Hashem through a panoramic view of the entire world, but one must reach Avas Hashem through Shmiras HaTorah and through commitment to Esek HaTorah, because that is our prime vehicle to be able to reach this lofty level of Avas Hashem. Rosh Weiss would often quote what he heard, the Pirish in the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Avos, in Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes, that a person is mahalech b'derech v'shone. No, a person is walking on the way, and Baruch Hashem, hasmada atzuma, he's sitting and learning, even he's walking. And all of a sudden, hipsik mishnaso, he stops his learning in order to comment that kamana ilan zeh, what a beautiful tree in such a case. Mala v'kosu kilu hischayv v'nafsho, the Midrash tells us. Why is that true? No, both are elements. The Rambam writes of attainment of Avas Hashem. But yet, hipsik mishnaso, that a person should interrupt his learning to admire the beauty of the tree, the most direct way that we have in order to be able to attain that level of Avas Hashem, as the Rambam writes, that Yistakel b'mitzvosav uva ma'amarav, that is our challenge during the days that lead up to Purim. Not simply enough to recognize Hashkachas Hashem, that undeniably is always the case, but to take that recognition, to be able to channel that in terms of Hasmada Atzuma, in terms of a Kabbalah Satora, which is manifest in that sense of Simcha. For us, there isn't necessarily a contradiction. You know, Tosas raises in Shabbos Daf Peches, that how is it that you resolve a Nasev and Ishma and a Kofalei and Har Kegigis? That now, that we accept the Torah Hashem on our own volition, and also there was an element of coercion, even in Nasev and Ishma. You know, the Sforna writes in the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim of Nasev and Ishma, Ke'eved HaMeshamesh HaSarav Shalom Anas L'Kabal Pras. This is Avdus. Nasev and Ishma, that is a Bechin of an Eved. An Eved doesn't ask why, an Eved must do. The Adon mandates, the Eved has to follow. And therefore, Nasev and Ishma is indicative of Avdus. And you know what Rashi writes in Shabbos Tav Peiches, Nasev and Ishma, Kederech Ha'ohvim Ha'osim Me'ava, Rashi writes. Nasev and Ishma is the Midas Ava, without any questions at all. A person automatically does. Right? The confluence of Avdus and Ava. When we think of relating to a Basav Adam, these two themes do not necessarily blend. We don't think of an Eved as serving an Adon as a form of Av, but that's certainly not true when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our Avodas Hashem is a form of Avas Hashem, but at the same time we realize that in the sense of positive law we do so, because Lo Kein Avdi Moshe B'chol Beisi Neman Hu, after all, Avdus is considered to be our badge, that we're considered as an Eved of Hashem. Yismach Moshe Manaschelko, Kieved Neman Karasalo. To be an Eved Neman is a basis of a great sense of Simcha. You know, learning the Sugyas in Yevamos this year, the Gemara of Geirus and Daf Memvav tells us that, let's assume, for example, a person acquires a goy for the purpose of being an Eved Ivri, it's necessary to undergo an element of Geirus. And part of the prescription of Geirus is Tefillah. And the Gemara describes the process of Tefillah, that the Eved all of a sudden now emerges from the mikvah, and the Adam takes a Zulta Detina Umana Hareshe, takes a kli, which is made out of clay, and he places it over the head of the Eved. Now that's the Gemara's description of Tvila L'Shem Avdus. It's a fascinating depiction that now the Eved now is undergoing Gerus, and Manach Areshe Zulta Detina. You know what the makar of that is? Zulta Detina, I would suggest, Kaf Aleim Har Kegigis. That is our Gerus, the Gerus of all of Knesset Yisrael. Avdus and Ava, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu suspends the Har, Vayisyatzvu B'Savti Sahar, that is a form of Gerus to realize that Machmas Ava, Machmas Avdus, for us there is no stira whatsoever. The Simcha that we can recite in Hallel is because Ana Hashem Keni Avdecha, to realize being an Eved Hashem is an ultimate source, an ultimate form of simcha. This is the difficult challenge that we face during the times of Yimei HaPurim. First, to be able to recognize Hashkachas Hashem in every facet of life, without nisim gluyim, but simply al nisecha shebechol yamimanu. That challenge, chivasim ha'yisal ha'netzach, v'zichram l'yasuf mizaram, the medrash shachar tov, kol ha'modim yisini batel, chutz mipurim, shlo yu betelim, because after all, that enduring message will accompany us in every channel, in every nisayon, in every walk of life. But it's not merely enough to be able to be cognizant of, to recognize. A person has to channel that awareness toward a Kabbalah HaTorah, the Ava of being an Eved Neman of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be able to do so with a sense of renewed hasmada, renewed commitment, renewed passion. That, no doubt, is the real challenge of what we experience during Adar. The real simcha is v'samachta lifnei Hashem Elokecha. If a person is bifnei Hashem, there's an isra sheichar of shtuyayayin, and a person cannot be a shasli when one is in the mikdash Hashem. Shtiya is a function of hester panim. You realize we're outside of the mikdash Hashem. And therefore the challenge, no doubt, to be able to regain that relationship. The Ramban writes in the very beginning of the Psicha to Sefer Shmos that this is Sefer Golus Vagula. And what exactly is the significance of Geula El Malas Avosam Tashuva? To be able to return to that Keshem that we had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in earlier times, in earlier generations, in a time of Hamikdash Hashem, where even without any nisim gluyim, the hashras hashchiva was so profoundly felt. Bezras Hashem, we should be zoche, that this Purim should be individually and collectively a time of Kabbalah Satorah for the Bnei HaYeshiva to see to it that these weeks are ones that are filled with hamelus and hasmada and recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every facet of life. And then the aftermath of Purim, Ismach Gula Gula Adif, that the Nisim Nistarim, the Ezra Sashon, will be transformed to look forward to a time of only Nisim Gluyim, that once again we can experience that sense of Hashra Sashon.